I'm a big fan of short stories. There's just something so satisfying about an author's ability to create rich characters and an entire reality in such a concise form. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick has two collections of stories by an author who has become something of a favorite. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. In 2015, a hefty salmon pink volume of stories by a writer who had died unknown 11 years earlier appeared and became a sensation. A Manual for Cleaning Women by Lucia Berlin was read with astonishment by readers like myself. How had we completely missed the 8 small press books this genius had published during her lifetime? The collection was chosen by the New York Times, Newsday, and others as one of the 10 best of the year and went on to be published in 28 countries. Berlin's stories are autobiographical and feature narrators with names like Lucia, Lou, Lucille, LB, sometimes even Lucia. Her material comes from her childhood in El Paso, Texas, and Santiago, Chile, her years on the West Coast raising kids, her series of jobs as a teacher, a nurse, a cleaning lady, and a switchboard operator. Her peripatetic life gave her a unique and rich perspective. Quote, solitude is an Anglo-Saxon concept, she writes. In Mexico City, if you're the only person on a bus and someone gets on, they'll not only come sit next to you, they will lean against you. Also, she is a genius at describing smells. Again, here's Mexico. Onions and carnations, cilantro, cinnamon, burning rubber, rum, and tuberoses. The whole country smells of sex and soap. Berlin got sober at 51, but she raised 4 boys all by herself while drinking all day. So alcohol is a running theme as well. For its vivacity, humor, sorrow, pragmatism, and sheer literary star power, I put A Manual for Cleaning Women on the shelf beside other geniuses of the short story form, Raymond Carver, Grace Paley, and Laurie Moore. Earlier this month, a second, much skinnier collection of stories called Evening in Paradise was released, along with an unfinished memoir and some correspondence called Welcome Home. Since A Manual for Cleaning Women contained 43 of the 76 stories Berlin wrote in her lifetime, I was worried that the new collection wouldn't be as strong as the first. But it turns out Evening in Paradise is an excellent return trip to Lucia Land. The title story is set in Puerto Vallarta during the shooting of the movie Night of the Iguana, conveying the ambience of this transitional period in the history of a once unknown little town through the eyes of Hernan, a hotel bartender. Hernan is pouring drinks for John Huston, Ava Gardner, Richard Burton, and Liz Taylor while keeping an eye on Victor, the local drug dealer, who now seems to be purveying cocaine along with marijuana and heroin. Victor reappears in the next story as well. In a setup that exactly parallels Berlin's real life, American expats Maya and Buzz live with their sons on an isolated beach outside Puerto Vallarta. He plays sax at the bars in town. She is absorbed in the domestic rituals of primitive living and the beauty of the setting. Maya had not known Buzz was a heroin addict when she married him, but now he's kicked the habit and they are living in paradise. Then they run into Victor. Ultimately, Maya deals with him in a way that Berlin must have been aching to in real life. I'll never stop wishing I found out about this writer sooner. I could have met her and maybe even studied with her. Instead, I'll have to content myself with the work. The way she blends autobiography and fiction is endlessly fascinating, and her voice on the page is just brilliant.
The books are A Manual for Cleaning Women and Evening in Paradise by Lucia Berlin. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.